This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's Wednesday.
Hump day!
It's a hump day edition of Afternoon Drop.
I just had a thought. I don't want to do the diabolical question thing because I think that's starting.
I can't tease it.
Social media is killing that. That's where it started, and then now everybody in sports talk's like, I got a diabolical question for you! I have heard other...
That was almost mean.
I don't even...
The clown there for a second.
I promise you, I'm not firing a shot at who you think I'm firing a shot.
Because everyone thinks you're firing a shot at somebody means you've already fired the shot at them.
I'm going to have three very large Bratislavan men.
Okay.
Lock themselves up with cheeses and meats for several days. And then on the fourth day, I'm going to have them take X-Lax. And their combined output will be put into a bag, which will then be dropped in your front porch.
You know what? Whatever.
Lit ablaze.
I'm dealing with potty training right now. Nothing really can stop me in that department.
Judge, your cooking is crap.
Yeah, well, I mean, the French do suck. All that boredom and ennui. Man, watching Wendy last night, just a real, real reminder for my distaste.
I only like 7'5" basketball players who play like point guards.
Shirts, please get
not mine.
1 week in France.
Ethical basketball?
Yeah. And Tony Parker, don't even talk to me about that harlot Eva Longoria.
It's the Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin on Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
The show is back. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We are Afternoon Drive. This is the go-home edition of Afternoon Drive for 2025. What a year it's been. I'm sure half of you are saying it's the worst year of your life, and half of you are saying it's the best year of your life, and most of you are saying I watched another four-win Browns team. But that opened courtesy of Jax Gregory on the board.
Yes.
Matt Corrali.
Matt Corrali, oh, the big cheese. Oh, it's going to be a good night for him.
Manning, the 92.3 The Fan YouTube stream. You guys can watch us there. Don't forget, we like to be liked. Like the video. Subscribe as well to 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel.
Drop those corn emojis.
You get a corn, and you, everybody, gets a corn emoji. And JP, how you doing?
Hello. How's it going today?
Pretty well.
That's good. Did you find your coffee in your car at all or no?
Yeah, that's pretty humiliating. Like, this is an accountability show.
Oh, is that it right there?
That is it
okay,
right there.
That's good. That means that there was, it not only existed, you're drinking it.
So I got here at noon, came in, brought my stuff in, went down to the store because I had to get some throat coat for the day to get us through the day.
I have throat coat. You can always have some.
I hate asking for it because then I forget to give you one tea bag back. So, but thank you.
Keep your tea bag.
Thank you very much.
You're always generous with the tea bag.
Everybody says about Nick Wilson.
I tell people that all the time.
Everybody says it, and then
Man
I came
loves
back.
A tea bag.
And we sit down for the pre-show meeting, and I'm like, guys, I don't want to say guys. You were the only one there. Jax was late, but I was like, I think I forgot to drink my $6.25 coffee, my $6.25 coffee. And sure enough, I had to walk back to the parking garage in between the show and the show meeting and the show.
And, yeah, did not take a single sip
your
of this.
Venti cinnamon dolce latte.
Yeah, we got to say cinnamon dolce latte. You got to say it with a little spice, a little flair.
Yeah, okay, that's great. And so, I just think it's so funny that you didn't have an accounting of whether or not you drank it or didn't, or had, I understand how it happens.
Yeah.
I do, but I also, in the same vein, like, wouldn't you have been so excited when you got the coffee, like, you instantly want to drink it?
Yeah. Yeah, normally that's how it works.
And you're on autopilot.
I got it at 11:10, and then I let it sit, usually right next to me for about 10 minutes, and then I'll remember, make sure to drink your drink, because I don't like carrying an extra thing into the station. I hate having to try and juggle the keys and do that whole thing.
Yeah.
And so I think somewhere between 11:20 and me getting here, I just completely forgot it existed. And in fairness, I didn't remember that I even had it. Until we sat down and I was like, I don't feel like I've had my cinnamon dolce latte today. That's an hour and a half. That is some borderline. You might be on the precipice of some sort of memory issues or degenerative brain disease kind of forgetting 90 minutes without
spin
remembering.
Spin on this, it's kind of like you got a little bit of a BOGO.
Yeah, okay.
Well, buy one, get one action.
Don't hate
it. If you don't know if you drank it or didn't to begin with, it's like you found a new one.
By the way, the corn emoji's just blowing up the 92.3.
Drop those corn emojis.
Drop those. Cornelito, where you at?
Suck it, Cornelito.
So, Jeremy Fowler continues to be the giving tree of Browns rumors and innuendos heading into what could be Kevin Stefanski's last game as Browns head coach. We do have to get to Ashley Bastock's piece on Jim Schwartz as well, and we'll talk to Ashley at 3:20.
Mm-hmm.
But today, in his gigantic, I mean, I would say almost encyclopedic version of rumors and innuendos buzz around the NFL heading into Week 18, not only does he say that the Browns and Kevin Stefanski could be headed towards a mutual parting of ways, but if Mike McDaniel is not retained in Miami, he would be a candidate in Cleveland if in fact he was let go in Miami. And then Mary Kay said she can't report one way or another, but did say she knows the Browns have long admired Mike McDaniel's offensive genius.
Yeah, so what's interesting, first off, the highs and the lows that McDaniel's gone through in Miami is fascinating. There was a long stretch there where it was assumed he was fired, and then it felt like he saved his job, and now over the past couple weeks, it feels like he's now lost this job once again. Like, that in and of itself is enough to be studied and to be thought of and what is really going on there. But, I mean, to me, he is hipster Kevin Stefanski.
Mm-hmm.
That's who he is, hipster Stefanski. He is a little quirkier, he's a little weirder, he dresses a little funnier, but ultimately he's the same exact vibe that what you'd have with Stefanski. He's an offensive-minded coach that people constantly complain doesn't actually do enough with the offense, and you don't really know whether or not he's good at that. You know in Miami, he took a team that had perennially, and still has not, by the way, won a playoff game in 25 years. He at least took him to the postseason. Now, one of those years was to get waxed by Patrick Mahomes. That happens. It's football. But he at least was there. So, like, there's something to what he does relative to a bunch of other bad Dolphins coaches. But ultimately, you're left feeling, I don't think he's very good at this.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, listen, guys, if you say, would I rather Mike McDaniel or Vance Joseph? I think I'm going to lean Mike McDaniel. And that's tough to say.
Vance Joseph was just,
he might get a job. He might get a job in this cycle.
And there's so many people that are just like Vance Joseph right now. And Jim Schwartz falls in this category too. Very good defensive mind, very good coordinator, very good at what they do in that regard. But we've seen him be a head coach.
No.
And it wasn't very good when we saw it.
But I think Mike McDaniel versus Kevin Stefanski is as dubious of a question as you could ask. Because I don't think, by the way, I'm not sold that Mike McDaniel isn't a good head coach. I just think my flaw with him, and this is reported, like, whereas Kevin Stefanski, I think we've...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I've seen a lot of earmarks of a team that likes their coach but doesn't play for their coach, if that makes sense. Like, we've seen a team that clearly does not dislike Kevin Stefanski. I think there's a personal respect for the human being, but they're not going to run through the wall for him like you see with New England and Mike Vrabel or Detroit with Dan Campbell. But that's us saying, well, these are earmarks of a guy that's not a leader of men. With Mike McDaniel, you flat out have the rumors. You flat out have the reports saying he lost the locker room because he wasn't a firm enough coach, and then he lost the locker room worse by then trying to double down and become the baddest ass in the room.
Well, and we have some actions that would corroborate some of those reports, too, when in the beginning of the year for the Dolphins, they named six captains and Tua wasn't one of them.
Yeah.
How many teams you have six captains and the quarterback isn't one of them? Like, you are blatantly, you're doing it intentionally is what you're doing. And that was such a divisive moment for that locker room, and with good reason. And so certainly not the leader of men. I know you always talk about wanting a leader of men. He is certainly not a leader of men. You'd be hiring for what is perceived to be a offensive genius and somebody that can do all this great play calling and scheming. And I'd make the argument the only time we've ever seen him do any of that is when he had Tyreek Hill and Waddle, and it's like, and all these other players, it's like, well, a lot of people could have done that with those guys. And even then, it's arguable.
Yeah, I mean, it's when we just get to his offensive side of thing, it's like he got the absolute best of Tua Tagovailoa for one season that anyone's ever gotten. And so he has one more top five offense in his arsenal in his career.
Which is his version of, by the way, that's his version of two Coach of the Year awards.
Yes. Well, but Kevin Stefanski, his best offensive scoring output was top 10. It was 10th in 2023.
Right.
And that was
right.
Buoyed by the last 5 weeks of Joe Flacco. So there is something that I think Mike McDaniel has done that Kevin hasn't, which is win with a pretty mid quarterback. The problem is he didn't do it consistently. And the problem is they never figured out the defense. So, hey, listen, I cannot tell you Mike McDaniel would be my number one coach. I also can't tell you, given the way this coaching market is shaking up, that I would just dismiss him out of hand.
Well, and so the other part of this is that not only should you not dismiss him out of hand, the reality is that he probably is one of the better options out there. As many mean things as we can say about him, and as many things as we can say, like, I don't know if I love that, getting hipster Stefanski might be one of the better options you have. And so that's why when we talk about this, I don't want Stefanski. We both have fired Stefanski a million times over. This name right here was a wake-up call, I think, for a lot of Browns fans of what this is going to look like if, in fact, you do go on with moving away from Stefanski.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that Mike McDaniel's name's been floated, that we got the Jim Schwartz article. Again, we're going to talk to Ashley about it today at 3:20, where there's a sense of, well, maybe do you keep either Schwartz or Tommy Rees on? I think there's an understanding that if the Browns do move on from Kevin Stefanski, and that really feels like a lot of people today have latched in on mutual parting of ways. I do think if the meeting between Kevin, Andrew, and Jimmy hasn't happened yet, it will happen before Saturday. It will happen before Sunday, excuse me. So if it hasn't happened, it will happen before this game. So I don't think we should wait for like a prolonged kind of thing after Sunday, no matter how that game goes. But I think this is like, if the Browns are going to move on from Kevin, you have to be incredibly open-minded and run an incredibly thorough search, which would include a guy like Mike McDaniel, even if it feels like either a Kevin Stefanski plus or a Kevin Stefanski minus, depending on how you feel about McDaniel.
Well, I mean, think about who all the insiders and everybody that you pay attention to this stuff with. Think about who they all keep saying is at the top of the wish list for these coaching candidates. Brian Flores, who is suing three different teams in the NFL right now. Mike McCarthy.
That's a feather in the cap for me, by the way.
Yeah, it's like... He's like, oh, can't go to the Giants. It's like, why? Because he's suing them. Oh,
listen,
okay.
Listen, I read John Gruden's emails like the rest of you.
Yeah.
But he is suing the NFL. All right. Counterpoint, right?
Historically, it just doesn't work out for people, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Kaepernick.
Yet.
Flores.
Oh, no. I mean, it hasn't worked out yet.
Yeah. No.
Cap's still got time.
Yeah, he's my age. He's running out of time.
Yeah.
He's going to have like
We just played 45-year-old Philip Rivers. You're telling me somebody's not going to get desperate enough to get 75-year-old Colin Kaepernick?
Every year at this time, we have that conversation. Yep. We have that exact conversation
That's how
at
you
some
know.
Point.
Yeah. It's one of the true ringing in the new years.
So it's
Colin Kaepernick, yay or nay.
So it's Brian Flores. It's Mike McCarthy. It is, hey, maybe Cliff Kingsbury deserves another opportunity. Like, this is the pool that we're living in as of right now. Now, maybe some people open up and all of a sudden you have some new candidates that arise. But as of right now, like, if anything, I think this is almost floated by the Browns to be like, how perceptive are you to if it is Mike McDaniel? Because Mike McDaniel's probably one of the better options we'd actually have.
Is it the Tim Robinson? You sure about that? Is that what the Browns are doing with this? Are you sure about that? We can get better than Kevin Stefanski. You sure about that? All right, so let's just ask point blank. 2026, would you rather have Kevin Stefanski as the Browns head coach or Mike McDaniel?
I'd rather have Mike McDaniel because I'm so done with Stefanski and we need something new. I'll take hipster Stefanski over actual Stefanski.
All right.
But I'm not happy about it, and I think that's part of this discussion, is that I'm not, like, over the moon of, like, oh, what can he do? I'm so eager to find out what he can do with Shador and all this and make it all work, because I just think it'll end the same way it ended for him in Miami.
I think my response
is
predicated on is Jim Schwartz here. Because if I can keep Jim Schwartz, I think Mike McDaniel's a better offensive coach than Kevin Stefanski. I do. I don't think offensively. He had Tua, who was up and down and just not very good at points. He continued motion. When you gave Tua options, he actually played reasonably well. This last year and a half has been cratering out for Tua, but that's as much as roster construction as it is about, I think, Tua.
He's got Quinn Ewers throwing the ball like crazy.
If Mike McDaniel comes in and I got to get a new DC that I don't know, all of a sudden, I'm very much less into this idea.
This is why I'm into a guy like McDaniel instead of, let's say, Flores or somebody else, is that I think if you get an offensive-minded coach, I think Schwartz is 100% here to stay. Hmm. Like, I think they'll throw the bag at him, whatever money he wants, whatever it is. Hopefully, he's not slighted by the idea that he didn't actually get the head coaching job here. And I hope then he just kind of, like, sits back, he stays with the job he has, good job, good spot, and understands that that's his role in the NFL right now, and that's what he is. And then we'd move this thing forward. Because that is a scary part about going defense, is that you lose Schwartz, and then you can still take a step back.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Don't forget to get us on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat. Our guy Devin, listening from Washington. I believe that's Washington, D.C. I can't remember if he added the D.C. Hmm. So it's either Washington, D.C., or Washington State.
I see Washington. I think of the state instantly.
Oh, that's interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.